All right, welcome back to Sporty 1240, CBS Sports Radio, also streaming live online, Sporty1240.com, the TuneIn Radio app on your iPhone or your Android. Just type in TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, into the app marketplace, download it, love it, appreciate it, and then click on Sporty 1240, CBS Sports Radio. And joining me at this time, I teased this at the beginning of the show because I feel awful for not diligently doing my homework until this morning. And she knows what I'm talking about, so I'll just leave it at that. It's Sage Women's basketball coach, Allison Coleman. Coach, welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
Thanks, Ron. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Not a problem. First things first, because we had this brief conversation this morning. Yeah, my bad is the basic way to put it. For those who don't understand it, what I'm getting at, the long and short of it, we have a Connecticut Women's Basketball Hall of Fame representative on the phone right now. Class of 2010. From what I read, only four-time All-American Division III women's basketball history. No big deal. No big deal at all.
No big deal.
No, not at all. talk a little bit about your time playing at Eastern Connecticut State real quick.
It was probably the best time that anybody has ever had being a college athlete, and I truly believe that. And, you know, it was a humbling experience. You know, all those accolades came, but, you know, the best time that I can remember is, you know, the Final Four, going there my junior year and just being around my teammates. And, you know, all the accolades came because of, you know, everybody, that how that team is built, and my coach did an amazing job putting us together. And, you know, just having that experience at Eastern is something that I want to provide to these athletes at Sage now.
I mean, a four-time All-American, National Player of the Year. I feel stupid for not even doing my homework until today about this. And I'm working games with you for a month now, and I don't know. It's one of those times, okay, where I suck at my job. It is what it is. I'm not afraid to say that about myself. It's okay. But so, all right. So you go to Eastern Connecticut State and you just wreck shop on the court. What drew you into coaching? Was it the experiences you had with working with certain coaches as a player, or was it just something that you always had in the back of your mind as you were going through your time playing on the court in high school and college?
You know, I never had a thought in my head that I was going to coach. I went through college and went to the real world, had a big girl job, and when I was being inducted into the Connecticut Hall of Fame, my head coach, Denise Beerley from Eastern, was my presenter, and, you know, we just randomly, it came up, and we talked about it, and she's like, do you want to, you know, quit your full-time job and come be my part-time assistant? And right then it just clicked. I'm like, yeah, that's a no-brainer, I'm coming. So, you know, after being 6 years on my own, I moved back home with my parents, and, you know, the rest was history. And, you know, after the first year, she said to me, she's like, you should do this. I said, what are you talking about? Do what? She's like, you should coach. You're good at it. So, you know, she just took me under her wing, and for 4 years, she just, I mean, opened up the entire program to me. And it's funny, you don't realize how much goes into coaching until you're actually on that side of it. As a player, you think, you know, you just roll the balls out, and, you know, the practice plan just magically appears, and there's so much that goes into it that I didn't know about. So, by her opening it up for me, I fell in love with everything, the scouting, the recruiting, I mean, everything. And, you know, after that, it was just a wrap. And, you know, Sage opened up, and it just seemed like a good fit for me.
Hey, it's okay. At least you had a real-world job before you fell into coaching. I'm 27, and some would argue, even though I've been a part of radio for over 9 years, I never had a real-world job in my life. So, at least you have that going for you, which is nice.
Right.
So you spent your time in Connecticut. What was the process that led to you eventually landing at Sage? Like, how did that all fall out? Because Sage had Jackie Kraft for a number of years. She, all of a sudden, she gets the offer at Hartwick, leaves, I believe was back in mid-June, roughly, when she accepted the job. What led to the process of you being interviewed and eventually accepting the job at Sage?
You know, I actually applied to a couple jobs the year prior, and I was offered a couple jobs, but it just wasn't the right fit for me. I just felt, you know, whether it was professionally or personally, it just wasn't the right fit. And Sage opened up, and I had been applying to a couple jobs all around the country, really. I kind of opened up my radius to get out of New England. And Sage opened up, and I applied, and, you know, when I went in for the interview, I just had a really good feeling. I met all the staff. I met a bunch of the players. I think there was 7 or 8 of them all sitting on one side of the table interviewing me, which that's the most nervous part for me, is when I talk to the kids for the first time. I could talk to the AD and, you know, all the administration, but talking to the kids was the most nervous part. And, you know, after the interview, I went on vacation, and Danny Drews, the athletic director, called me and offered me the position. And, you know, it was very hard for me to pull the trigger because I played at Eastern and I was comfortable at Eastern. And, you know, I knew I had to get out and be on my own, and I wanted to. I wanted my own program. But it was very hard, so I asked Danny for a couple days to think about it. And then I called the next day. I said, I don't know what I'm thinking about. I want the job, you know. So it just – that was it. I mean, it was just the right time and the right feeling. It's the same feeling that I had when I was deciding what school to go to. And I knew right away when I visited Eastern that I was going to Eastern. So that's what I felt when I was at Sage and I left there. And I was like, first of all, I think I nailed the interview. Second of all, if I get offered it, I'm going to take it. So that's kind of how it happened.
This is Katie's Quarter on Sporty 1240 CBS Sports Radio. Also streaming live online, sporty1240.com. I'm Brian Katie, joined by Sage women's basketball coach Allison Coleman. I have to go back for a second there to a couple things you said. Number one, nice little pat on the back with saying, yeah, I nailed the interview. That's right, I did that. But you had players interviewing you during the, like, I'm trying to envision this. So was it athletic director Danny Drews on like one end of the table, and then a whole row of players? I'm assuming Bowman was there because it's Bowman. A whole row of players, and then you're just kind of sitting there going, oh boy, this is interesting.
Yeah, it was, it's nerve-wracking, you know, and when I met with all the staff and they were shooting their questions at me, that was fine, but I think one of the first things I did was meet with the players, and that is always the most nervous part for me because, you know, I wanted them to like me, and I wanted them to see that I'm all about them, and my biggest push to them was, like I told you before, I believe I had the best time ever as a student-athlete at Eastern, and that's what I want for them. I get to coach for, you know, a million years, and they only get 4 years to do this, and I want to make sure that I'm making those 4 years the best 4 years. We're going to have ups and downs. They're going to hate me some points. You know, we're going to win the games. We're going to lose games, but I just want their overall experience to be the best, and that's nerve-wracking and very hard to get across to a group of, you know, 7 or 8 20-year-olds in a 15-minute time period.
So you land the gig. You're at Sage now. What was the first impressions you got of the team when you were able to get them on the court with, I mean, they have 5 seniors, they're returning as Skyline Conference champs. What were your first impressions of the team as you saw them when they got on the court for the first time with you?
You know, obviously they're really talented, but I wanted to change some things. And so the first impression was resistance. There's definitely resistance because I don't blame them. I mean, they just came off a Skyline championship, and then this new coach, the first time head coach, comes in and trying to change things. They're like, why? We already know what we're doing, you know? But I mean, they're such a talented group. And then, you know, Meg Bowman, obviously all region point guard, you know, I didn't have her for the entire preseason because she went down with an injury. So, and we were just a completely different team, with and without her. So once we got her back, I had a whole new perception. I'm like, wow, we're going to run. I mean, that's what we do. We just have an up-tempo style, and, you know, our offense runs through her. And, you know, so the first impression was definitely resistance. But now, you know, everybody's on board, and it's a really good feeling. Everybody's buying into the system now.
This is Katie's Corner, Sporty 1240 CBS Sports Radio, also live online, sporty1240.com. Joined right now by Sage Women's Basketball Head Coach Allison Coleman. Through the time that you've assumed duties coaching the team up until now, and this is probably going to be a tough question to answer because I feel like there might be a couple different answers to it, who do you think has stepped up the most from point A to point B and shown signs of improvement in the time you've come in?
There's a couple answers to that. I mean, on the court, I would say Carly Hurt obviously had, you know, a great game against Hartwick. You know, she was key in our run to end up, you know, up 20 points by the time the buzzer went off. Off the court, I mean, leadership, it has to be Krista Vanacore. She's one of our captains this year. She just, I mean, she takes on everything for me, you know, anything I need. Meg Bowman has improved a lot, and that's probably on the court, maturity, leadership, like everything all around. I've just seen her improve, which obviously is very good because she's my point guard and we need to be on the same page. So, I mean, our captains have been great doing off-the-court stuff, you know, Amy Jefferson, Sarah Cerrone, and Krista Vanacore. But on the court, I see everybody getting better every day. It's like you just see that light switch flick on, and it's like, okay, they get it now, you know, because I am trying to teach new concepts, and, you know, after the resistance, and then they start buying in. They're like, oh, okay, I get why we're doing this now. So, I mean, overall, everybody's really improving.
Obviously, a big hit to the team was Frankie Pearson, sophomore guard. Huge, had a very, very good freshman year last season, was coming in, seemed to be playing pretty well, and then she suffered an unfortunate ankle injury in your home game against Casanova back on the second. Couldn't play against Hartwick. Initially, you know, from the looks of it and the way she went down, it was like, oh boy, here we go. But what I've been hearing is actually positive news. What's the prognosis on Frankie, and how soon could we probably see her getting back on the court?
I'm hoping to have Frankie back. I mean, we're off right now, so if it was going to happen, this is the best time for it to happen. We're off now until January, so she has a lot of time to do rehab, and I fully expect her to be back and ready to start practice when we get back in January. That's the hope right now, and that's a good timeline for her. So, you know, I think it looked a lot worse than what it actually was. It's, you know, just a really, really bad sprain. She has very loose ligaments in her ankles, so, you know, our training staff's great. They're working with her over break, so she should be back on the court, you know, when we play Farmingdale on the 9th.
All right, real quick to wrap things up. And this is probably not going to be a quick answer, but I'm going to throw it out there anyways. Conference play kicking off as soon as you get back, January 9 and January 12th, a pair of home conference games against Farmingdale State and Old Westbury, and then the conference schedule going pretty much for the rest of the season, the next month and a half after that. With the break and everything, what would you like to see from this team as far as maybe improvements or changes from the first half of the season, having gone 5-3, and going into Skyline Conference play once you guys get back on the court in January?
You know, I don't really want to see – I'm going to tweak some things and on a coaching perspective, put some changes in. But the way that we played the last week leading into break, that's how, you know, we should be playing. So I'm upset that we have 3.5 weeks off because I don't want to lose that. So if they come in and you know, with that same mentality and they're buying in and – you know, having that Hartwick win was definitely an exclamation point on the first semester. So, you know, I don't want them to change much. I just want them to keep learning and keep, you know, being a sponge and taking in whatever I can teach them.
Coach, awesome job. Thank you very much for coming on. Don't be so humble about the four-time All-American thing. It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's all right.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal at all. So thank you very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you soon, and enjoy your holiday.
Thanks, Brian. You too. Thank you.
All right, that was Sage Women's Basketball Head Coach Allison Coleman. Again, I feel kind of stupid for not having known all that stuff about her playing days, but hey, it is what it is. Coming up next, we go from the women's side to the men's side. Brian Barnes, head coach of Sage Men's Hoops, joining us here on the program. It is Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 CBS Sports Radio.